Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to grow your business by doing free work.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This might sound weird coming from me, because I usually... scream at people they should charge more.
Yeah.
We had these stickers. There's a friend of ours that has like these stickers everywhere at this conference that we're at.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it saying?
It says charge more.
It just says charge more. And then we were saying.
It's cute.
And then we were saying he should have an alternative version of this that just says, fuck you, pay me.
Yep.
So I'm all in the get paid camp.
Yep. I know you are.
We have this episode on freemium where we argue about freemium or not freemium. Right. So. Why do we want to do an episode, Heaton, on how to grow your business with free work and what kind of businesses can benefit from that?
All right. So the episode is specifically about growing a services business, a productized consulting business, freelance business, anywhere where you're providing services for essentially hours of your work, hours of your time,
right?
Not necessarily a software business,
right?
So this is not for all the SaaS folks out there. But I think they're still valuable for everybody because there's a lot of blurred lines, all right? In SaaS, you end up doing a lot of work as well. So let's talk about that. So this is basically a tactic that I actually learned with my co-founder back in the day when we had a consulting company. Within the first couple years of it, we just started giving away free work. So we did work for TechCrunch, and they put our logo on their site. We did work for Mashable, and they put our logo on their site. And there's a number of other companies. But it was very specific to picking somebody, a brand, who has an audience that can make my badge visible as a services org. I know I'm getting very structural, but that structure is what works.
Yeah.
So fast forward, when Stelly and I were starting the podcast, we both decided that we were going to use that strategy. So Stelly brought on the folks that are helping with the podcast. Stelly can talk about that.
Yeah.
I brought on the folks called WeBuild. I believe their site's WeBuild.io. And their logo's on our site. And we basically told them, we'll put the logo on. It'll be on our site. It's a blog, right? We're not going to mention you on the podcast because that's not our thing. You're not sponsoring the podcast. We don't want any sponsors as of right now. And we brought them on and they did work. They made our site for us, the WeBuild folks, and make sure that, when we need a landing page or need something done, they're on it. I got to say, they've definitely done a great job for us. But the thing is that I know, even if I haven't talked to Evan about this too much, but it might have vaguely in passing. He's the founder of WeBuild. I know this, which because it happens to me, but I get people that tell me, oh, those WeBuild folks, they made your site. What do you think of them? And my answer is, they're great at doing a whole bunch of work. Here's the kind of work they're great at doing, including the kind of stuff they do for us. And if you need any of that, I'm happy to intro you. But that's because they're on our site on every page and it's a badge and they did free work for us.
Yeah. And the same thing applies to the awesome folks from Podcast Motor. And they basically stepped in and said, you know what? We're going to do free work for you guys. We're going to help you. And we're going to make an investment and a bet that as you guys grow the podcast, we're going to benefit from that. And they never bothered us with hey, can you mention us in the podcast? They never went hey, could you do this or that for us? All they tried to do is do great work for us.
Yep.
And then once in a while, they even chime in and go, hey, it would be, we saw this thing work really well for this other podcast. Maybe that's a cool idea for you guys. So they actually, Evan as well, everybody has taken ownership of the Startup Chat as a project that we're all interested in growing, right?
That's right.
And
communally.
Yeah. And yesterday we saw kind of the founder of Podcast Motor and he came over to us. We shook hands. We chatted. We need to take a selfie today and we'll post it into the Facebook group. But he was telling us that since, he started working with us, when he started working with us, it was very much still a part-time gig. And now it has grown so much. They have over 40 podcasts or something along those lines.
That's right.
That he was able to quit the you know, full-time gig, and now Podcast Motor is his full-time job. And it made our day. Like, it was the nicest thing to hear is like, hey, you know, I've been recommending them a lot. Lots of people have been asking us. Yesterday night at drinks, I recommended it to 3 different people.
Yeah, great.
So we've been constantly sending business their way.
Yeah.
And they've been able to grow the business, probably not just because of us, but also because of us, to the point where now they're like running this as the full-time gig. Yeah. And that's just an awesome.
And they have a brand of their own.
Yeah.
It's basically they drafted on our brand and we were cool with it.
Yeah.
Right. Because they were doing free work for us.
Yeah.
And I think, I believe it was a win-win. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, the key here is to find an opportunity where you can put your brand in front of and in association with someone else's. And that's really where this really works, right? At least where I've seen it work, this specific strategy. So I think we talked about the scenarios where it won't work, which is probably mostly software. From an hourly work standpoint, or even like even Podcast Motor, even if it was a SaaS product, but they were also doing services and giving it for free and getting their badge on our site, that works.
Right.
Because as our blog gets popular, their logo gets seen more. And I've noticed that too. I get asked about both companies more and more over time. So now the question is, if you're a services business and a freelancer, obviously your time's valuable. How do you determine whether you should do this or not? In short, I think it's tough. And the best time to do it is actually early on. Because that's when you probably have more time than money.
Yep.
and you might not know how to market yourself. So if you can align with somebody and know that your logo is going to get seen, you're fine.
Right.
Right. Because then you won't have expectations to try to bug them about doing this or that. Because yes, we could mention these folks every time in the podcast. I think Stelly and I would get bored of that, but that's a different story. But like, it's not something we wanted to do. But that shouldn't be what you're driving for. You should be driving for something where the association helps you tremendously. And in some cases, it might not even be about the badge. It might be that the free work, you know that person will send you more work. That's a little trickier. Right? Because at least there's nothing tangible you can point to and say, I did it and I got this. But I've seen that work too. But those relationships are definitely more cultivated. And those are more common when you with a customer. Like a customer will refer you to more people, not necessarily someone you did free work for.
Yeah.
But if you can design it in a way where it's like, I'm going to do this work. I know you might not want our logo on your site, or even if it's not something like a site, something else that you know they have. I'd love it if in the next 6 months, you can bring me 5 customers because I did this, and I won't bug you about how to do it, but I'd love for you to do that. Even if you got me a couple, that'd be great, right? So there's some loose sort of commitment there, but it obviously also depends on how much work, how repetitive and how constant the work is and things like that, because you have to balance that with actually doing paid work.
Yeah, I think that there's two different scenarios, and we can touch on both of them a little bit. So I think that with WeBuild, those guys had a prior relationship with you.
Yeah.
Right. They'd work with you in different scenarios for different projects.
They made my website as well. Yeah. I paid them for it, but they made my blog in the first place. Yeah.
So there you have a case where you have a relationship with somebody, and at certain times you step in, and the podcast, everybody I think knew that the podcast is not a business for us.
That's right.
When we started, it was very much an experiment.
Yeah.
And I think that the WeBuild guys saw the two of us doing a podcast. They know both of us had a little bit of an audience, and they thought, this could be a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that crazy amount of work. Yeah. We have the time and resource. Yeah. We have a prior relationship.
Yeah.
And let's reinvest in that, right? Yeah, let's double down on that.
I also would say I tried to make it as easy as possible for them.
Yeah.
So like they had already coded my blog. So I was like, you can use whatever you want there. I don't care, right? Like duplicate it. Make it look similar. It doesn't matter. We weren't being too picky either. We weren't demanding is the right thing.
Yeah.
But they did a great job regardless.
Yeah,
and I had a good feeling they would. And even when Stelly first saw it, I think he agreed.
Yeah. So you want from the other side, when somebody invests in you in that way, you want to make sure that you know you are not taking advantage of it, that you're balancing that you're making sure the balance sheet is somewhat, you know, in a healthy space. And one way of doing that is not being unreasonable in your demands, right?
That's right.
This is a great case where the people did good work, so there was not lots to nitpick around.
That's right.
It was just like, this looks much better than I thought it should.
Exactly.
Awesome, let's go.
Yeah.
But even if it was, at the beginning of the relationship at least, you'd want to be a bit more, you know, you want to cut people more slack and go, all right, there are maybe 4 or 5 little details I'd like to have different, but I'll let it go because in version 1, this is good enough. And let's see if this relationship continues to be good for both sides. Maybe in a month or 2 from now, I can ask you know, for another little bit of time to improve something. You can't be acting as if you've paid them millions of dollars.
And no, because you haven't paid them anything.
You haven't paid them anything. And this is another thing we should do an episode about at some point. Is like people acting as if you owe them something.
That's right.
Right? And this is the same thing goes to people like you and I that we don't do free work, but we give out a lot of free advice.
That's correct.
We give out free time.
Right.
And sometimes people are acting as if you owe them something.
That's right.
If you put them in the place and go, hey, say.